Latinos are the fastest growing segment of the U.S. population, but Latino students are the least likely to get college degrees. That's primarily because of poverty and the lack of role models, and being unprepared to navigate through the U.S. educational system. The Hispanic College Fund is working to change that. The nonprofit is providing Latino students, like University of Maryland freshman Karen Guzman, the information and tools they need to get a college degree, which will make them more competitive for the good jobs in the 21st century economy.
I'm actually trying to double degree in computer science and psychology with a minor in Latin American studies.
The 18-year-old says her dreams have become possible thanks to a scholarship from the Hispanic College Fund. The HCF is dedicated to developing the next generation of Hispanic professionals. She says she was inspired to pursue a college education after attending one of the HCF's programs, a 4-day Hispanic Youth Symposium 3 years ago.
I remember that was the first time I saw so many young Latinos like me say, I'm here in college and, you know, you can do it too. Because before then, I didn't have that, I guess, role model to look up to. Everyone I knew was either dropping out or their plans weren't to go to college, military or something like that.
Robert Arenas Jr. attended a Hispanic Youth Symposium last summer.
The people that they get, that the Hispanic College Fund get to talk to the kids, you know, like professionals, Latin professionals, and they say they went to college. It gives me hope, you know. It says, wow, they did it, then I can do it too. I hope someday, once I have a career and everything, to come back to the Hispanic Youth Symposium and talk to those kids just like those guys did to me.
The 17-year-old is now a high school senior, and his father says the 4-day event inspired his son and filled him with hope and determination.
I cannot believe it. When Robert came back, he was another boy. He was so happy.
Like many other Hispanic parents who immigrated to the United States, Robert Arenas doesn't know much about the U.S. educational system. Yet he says he knows a college degree is essential if his son is to have a better future.
I want to see Robert, you know, my son, like Ms. Sotomayor. So we say, Robert, I'm working so hard on you, mama, myself. So you had to be in the college. You had to go to university. You had to get a degree on something. You know, that's the only way you can just reward, you know, to us.
For students like Robert and Karen, whose parents realize how important higher education is, but are unable to guide them through the process, the Hispanic College Fund fills the gap. It was established 6 years ago to give young Latinos the information they need to apply for college and the self-esteem to succeed once they get there. Program founder George Cushman says, unfortunately, many young Hispanics think they are not smart enough to go to college.
What we have to do is change that thinking completely, because these kids are fantastic. In Virginia, I had a number of students come up to me when they found out that I had actually set this program up. And they said, thank you for believing in us.
Cushman says motivating and helping Hispanic youth get college degrees is an investment in the future of those students and the nation.
In America, there's many people like me in their 50s and 60s. They're highly educated. They're the engineers, the doctors, the lawyers, the healthcare professionals, the teachers. They're all hitting the exit doors because it's time to retire soon. The largest, fastest growing student population to follow in our footsteps is Hispanic, but they're getting degrees at a third the rate. You can feel the vacuum forming. If we don't fix that, it's going to hurt the economy. It's going to hurt the security of our country.
Attending a symposium is just the first step of the HCF program to help Hispanic students succeed in their professional life, says the fund spokesperson, Ann Guarnera.
Once our students have gone through that, they then have year-round programming through the Hispanic Youth Institute. So that helps to support them as they move along and get closer to actually going to college. Once they're in college, we have a scholarship program that supports students financially as well as emotionally and just helps them with the process of integrating into their schools.
It was amazing.
Karen Guzman also took part in the Youth Institute and says she found it very helpful.
We got to go to different companies, talk to different people in different fields, and get mentors, and we keep in touch. My mentor still tells me, apply to this program, do this, how are you doing in your classes, you know, and they tell me that, and then I know that someone cares for me. Someone is not just like, here I am, but then they never keep the communication. They're there constantly.
With the guidance of successful professionals and the help of the Hispanic College Fund Network, Guzman says she feels all doors are open to her. Now it's up to her to work hard and achieve her dreams for herself, for her parents who never went to college, and for those students who will follow in her footsteps. Faith Lapidus, VOA News, Washington.